Robbie Minnick, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the House Agriculture Committee's recently released Farm Bill and why it is critical to pass a Farm Bill this year. He also discusses a letter that was sent to House Agriculture Committee leadership by Council Chairman Joe Nicosia, expressing support and urging a bipartisan vote on the legislation. To learn more, visit cotton.org.
It's been a long time coming, but the House Agriculture Committee released its draft Farm Bill, and it's got a lot of great things for the cotton industry and all of agriculture in it. Council Chairman Joe Nicosia sent a letter noting that the council strongly supports the chairman's mark of the Farm Bill and urges the House to report it out to the full House by a strong bipartisan vote. And this bill isn't just focused on growers. It's also has some important provisions for our textile segment. Finally, exports are vitally important to our industry, and it doubles the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program, which Cotton Council International utilizes to fund market development around the world. So whenever you kind of take all those provisions together, it really hits on a lot of the industry priorities and is a big win for the industry. But at the same time, it's the first step, not the final one in a longer Farm Bill process. Farmers, and quite honestly, all of the industry, all the segments of the industry are hurting. We've got competition from Brazil and Australia. Producers are facing high input costs, and right now the market is below the cost of production. So the industry needs assistance. It needs assistance this year, and we are very focused on working with Congress to get that provided to support all of the U.S. cotton industry.